I'm finally doing it. I'm sharing my top secret workout routine. I'm going to share all the movements I do, how long each program is doing, and all the secret sauce that nobody knows about. Today!
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
Sharing my top secret workout routine. It's actually not top secret. I probably share too much on this podcast in these episodes. Some revealing, some things I shouldn't be sharing. You know how it goes, but I think that's okay because you guys can kind of feel my journey a little bit, which I hope helps your journey. But before I dive into that journey, I want you guys to go to spencersgroup.com, join our group. It's free and there's coaches in there willing to help you and answer your questions. And then we give free guides. So if you go to spencersgroup.com, we're going to take care of you in multiple ways for free. So I hope you guys head in there and enjoy your time in our private group. So I was thinking about, you know, the episodes I should be doing. I try to be planned out on what episodes I want to do, you know, what I'm going to cover in each episode. I try to take a little bit of notes. And a couple weeks ago, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to talk about my current routine because there's some people I follow or have followed on social media or on a podcast, and I'm like, they never talk about their own routine. They're always giving tips and stuff, but what are they actually doing? So this is all focused on what I do for my workout routine. But first, the most important thing I need to talk about is what my goals are. So right now, as I'm making this video, my goal is to maintain my weight, maybe go up a little bit while building muscle. I'm in a building phase. Have you guys ever heard me say that? A muscle building phase. That's what I'm in right now, is where I want things to get bigger. I want things to change shape. And so that's my main goal. I do have fat loss goals. I do have maintenance goals and stuff like that. But this one is specifically for building because that's how I try to look more toned. Because if I talk about my long-term goals now, I want to be a toned person. I want to be muscular. I want to be like a certain size. I don't want to be too huge like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I want to be a certain size, which is bigger than I am now. I want to be stronger than I am now. And then long-term, I also want to be more toned for like the rest of my life. I also want to age well. Have you guys ever heard me talk about, hey, I want to be 75 years old and look like I'm 55. So I think that doing these phases and continuing to have a strenuous workout routine is going to help me achieve a lot of those goals. And so what do my workouts look like? I'm going to talk about my routine, but like what type of equipment and stuff like that. So I do strength training, which I highly recommend all of you do. And there's a different starting place for everybody. You can have light dumbbells and get started on strength. You can do bodyweight movements and get started on strength, all the way up to a gym membership where you have a bunch of weight on a barbell and you're doing squats. Like there's so many points in between as well. So what I do is I have a gym membership. I go 5 days a week and I use barbells, dumbbells, and selectorized machines. Selectorized machines are like a machine that only works on one select muscle group, usually like a chest machine, a bicep curl, a leg press, a calf raise, you know, certain things like that. So those are the main things I do. I guess some body weight stuff too, because I do some crunches and some pull-ups, but those are the main things I use. Barbells, and I put plates on the barbells, dumbbells, cables. I use cables. I forgot to mention that one. And then I use selectorized machines. I go to the gym 5 days a week. I go Monday through Friday. That's not ideal. I think I would probably perform a little bit better if I had a rest day like on Wednesday, as an example, like a Wednesday or a Thursday, so that I would need to save one workout for the weekend. I go Monday through Friday so that I can have the weekend for the wife and kids and to have a weekend with my family, basically, so that I'm not, you know, finding time to, you know, get away from my family and go to the gym on the weekend. So that's what I like to do, is go Monday through Friday for my lifestyle. That's not ideal, I think, at least for me, because by my Friday workout, sometimes I'm feeling a little bit drained and I wish I had that Wednesday off day from the gym and then finish the remaining three workouts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a program I've been doing for the last couple of months is what we call our physique client blueprint. And so, you know, multiple months ago, I started with the first block in my program. Now, each block, each one of my programs is basically 6 weeks long. And in week one, the repetitions and the weight is a little bit lower. But each week, we slowly add more weight. We slowly add more sets as well, because you should be adding weight, because when you go to the gym and you master a movement, you should be making it harder the next time you go and do that movement. So if you did 200 pounds for your squat, you should probably go in and do 205 pounds. That's how you progress. Also adding sets. So if I did three sets of squats in week one, probably week two, and that's kind of up to my coach how this goes, but probably week two is going to be four sets. And then you just slowly progress like that. And so my block one was a quad focus. And my block two, which is 6 weeks, all of my blocks are 6 weeks long, but my block two was also a quad focus. Now I'm working on all muscle groups. Every single block, I'm working on all muscle groups, which all of us should be. But I put more sets, more repetitions, more volume. I did more things in the gym with my quads. They were the first. And then a second emphasis was my hamstrings and my chest. So I had a lot of volume on my hamstrings and chest in block number one and block number two. And what's interesting is I've gained multiple inches on my quads. Now, some of that is body fat because my calories are high. I do want to gain a little bit of weight as I go here. And so you are naturally going to gain a little bit of body fat. So some of the inches gained on my quads is body fat. So when I lean out, that'll go away. But I tell you what, my jeans are fitting different. My shorts are fitting different. My legs are starting to look the way I want. I have a long way to go, but I can tell that I've made some progress there. Now in block three and four, my number one focus switches. It won't be quads anymore. I've actually just started block number three, and it's a chest focus. And my coach Seth recommended, hey, you know, we do block one and two on quads, but if we did block three and block four on quads again, oh man, you'd hate yourself. You know, you would not ever want to go back to the gym again. And those are the transitions I make that I think a lot of people don't know, is that you don't just go into the gym and do the movements the same way, you know, with the same intensity every single week for the rest of your life. I think a lot of people are stuck there, and I know that because I was actually stuck there until recent. And so I'm taking just a little bit of a break on quads. I'm still going to work on my quads in block three and block four, but there's going to be a lot more chest, and there won't be as much volume on my quads. So it'll feel like I'm giving them a little bit of break while I focus on building and shaping my chest. And so that'd be block three and block four. Now, here's what's pretty cool. I said that you add sets and reps and weight every single week throughout the six-week block. But when you start a new block, you actually come back down. That's called a deload. Basically, what the deload means is you're focusing on recovery a little bit. So when I'm in week number one of block three, I'm actually not working out as hard as I was in week number five and week number six of block two. That's because I deload, I come back down. And that's important to do, because you can't keep the intensity high and the weight super high and the reps and sets super high for the rest of your life. You have to come back down. And so some of these details I'm giving are what a lot of people are missing when they go to the gym. This episode might be a little more advanced because I'm assuming that you have done a strength routine before, either at home or at the gym, it doesn't matter. But just doing the same thing with the same focus is what held me back for a long time and is what holds back a lot of people in the gym and with their home strength routine as well. Now, after I complete block number four, I have some options. I could maybe start a fat loss phase because, like I said, I've been gaining and I've gained quite a bit of weight. Hopefully, a lot of that is muscle. I mean, I do look different, so definitely a lot of it's muscle. But then after block four, then I have the option to go to a fat loss phase. Now, why would I maybe do that after block four? Well, after you build muscle, you want to reveal it. And so how you reveal it is by removing some of that fat. Or I don't have to do a fat loss phase. I could do a block number five that is still building and I switch my focus again. Maybe I want to do shoulders, or maybe I want to focus on buys and tries, have bigger arms that fill my sleeves. And so I have options. And you should always have options in different focuses, because that's what keeps me going. I just started block three, which is a brand new focus on chest for me. And I'm excited. I'm excited again. I'm going to the same gym at the same time of day. I'm going Monday through Friday, and I'm excited again. That doesn't usually happen with like the general population. because they're doing workouts not for like physique. They're doing it for weight loss, which makes your workouts more boring naturally. I can explain that in a whole other episode if you want me to. They do the same movements for the same number of reps and they have the same weights and stuff like that. That's boring and you will get burnt out doing it like that. And I also wanted to share some of the movements that change my body the most. So I just got done with a focus on quads. And what I did was I did squats. I did elevated heel squats. So I put like a tiny little plate under my heels so that I was kind of almost on my tippy toes is what it felt like a little bit. And then I did a barbell squat. That was really changing my quads. I also have always liked quad extension machine. That's a machine where you extend your legs out and it works your quads. I always feel a really deep burn. I always feel like I get a lot out of that movement. Another movement, now I'm going to be working on chest. Something I like to use is actually the Smith machine for chest. So, you know, a lot of people do regular bench press, which I do regular bench press a lot, but I really like to always have a Smith machine chest movement, whether that's incline press, whether that's a regular bench press on the Smith machine. I feel it a lot more in my chest. I feel like I get a better workout in my chest when I do the Smith machine. And then I really like cable flies. That's a challenging movement. It's like my body doesn't adapt to it very well. I do cable flies and I feel like I'm always getting something out of it. Now where if I were to do push-ups, I feel like my body adapts to that movement pretty quickly. So I'm not as excited for the gym. I'm not getting the results in my chest. The bench press is kind of like that a little bit, where I kind of get sick of it a little bit, or it's not as challenging, or I hit this like impossible plateau on bench press. Now, the movements I like to change my shoulders, if you want like rounded, toned shoulders, the movements that I like the best for that are overhead press with a barbell. So you're just basically holding a barbell and pushing it up and down over your head. That's why it's called overhead press. And that's a great one for the shoulders. Another is lateral raise. So you hold dumbbells and you raise them up with your shoulders out to the side. Those are two movements that I've always relied on and I like them a lot. And I always feel them. I always get a good pump, as they call it, from those two movements. Now, for a lot of people want to change their core and they're like, well, it's made in the kitchen. Yes, your core is revealed in the kitchen, but you do want to build up your abs. They are a muscle and they can be built up. Some people can build them up easier than others, and I think that could be genetics or some other factor. I'm pretty basic on these. I like regular crunches, and I like to do the decline crunch. It's where you set up a bench on a decline and then you crunch upwards. I like those two the best, and I rarely use weight. Because I think on a crunch that way too many people are like yanking their head and their neck, you know what I mean? Like, and they're yanking their head around. And I think that they're going too fast too. So when I do a regular crunch, I can only do like 15 to 25 of them. It's because I'm going slow. It's because I'm really focusing on engaging my core. And I don't count it as a real crunch unless it burns. Like, I want to feel every crunch. And I see people do like 100 of them and they're like, I don't even feel it. I'm like, you're not doing it right. And so I'm pretty basic on abs. I think people get way too complex on abs, where they're doing all the planks and hanging from the wall and leg raises and all these crazy things and all sorts of, you know, the rollouts and stuff like that. I just do regular crunches from the floor and then the decline bench crunch to, you know, form the six pack that I want. Now for hamstrings, because if you want great legs, you should be working on your quads and your hamstrings, your calves, and probably your glutes. A lot of these movements do work your glutes if they're a lower body movement. But one thing I think I'm starting to like more and more is good mornings. If you don't know what good mornings are, maybe Google that after this episode. But I'm going to commit to doing good mornings in my block number 3, which is my current block. And that really, I think, really builds my hamstrings a lot. Back is actually my favorite muscle group. I really like to work on my back. And I think the one that changes my back the most is a pretty simple one. It's called a barbell back row. So you hold the barbell and you pull it up to like your chest or diaphragm area and you're working your back. And I see far too many people, guys and gals alike, put way too much weight on the bar for a barbell back row. And they're just forcing it up. They're just using momentum. They're yanking it. It looks like they're going to get injured. And there's really no slow muscle contraction there. Because that's what I do, is I go slow, I go lightweight, and I really feel that burn and that pump in the back. And that's probably one of my favorite movements, is a bent over barbell back row. So I wanted to give you guys some ideas on how I map out my program. It's split up into 6 week blocks. Each week, the number of sets go up, the reps go up, and I should be adding weight if I can to help me get stronger. I have a different focus every so many blocks, every 2 blocks usually. I was focused on quads for the first 2. Now for the next 2, I'm going to be focused on chest. I told you the different movements I do, and I have a routine that I do have to go to a gym, or else I have to buy a lot of equipment for my house, and I actually don't have the space. If I ever have the space and $1 million, maybe I can buy a bunch of equipment and do it at home. But for now, it's just far too much. And so it does require that I go to the gym. And that's it. That's what I do. It ebbs and flows. It changes every 6 weeks. And I can decide when I want to do a fat loss phase and when I want to build. I'm just choosing to build right now because that's been my weakness, is I've been trying to stay so lean and lower calorie for so long. I wanted to take a long break and build back up and change the shape of my body, certain body parts that I think are weak. And who knows, maybe I'll compete on stage again and look even better and hopefully take home a victory. I hope this helps, seeing what I do. Spencer, signing off.